Musicians have certain nightclubs and concert halls where they love to play. Sometimes it's the look, the feel, and the history, but what's even more essential is the sound. We'll find out more in this week's Shuffle.
One, two!
Groups like Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, The Cars, and Badfinger loved Cleveland's old Agora. The dark, crowded, low-ceiling club was once one of the most famous music venues in Northeast Ohio. But the Agora burned down in 1984. 20 years later, Cleveland started building a musical reputation for itself again, this time among jazz musicians who play the Bop Stop in Ohio City. That saxophonist Bobby Salvaggio, who plays at the Bop Stop frequently.
They might have food, but they were built for the music, which means that the owner cares about the music. Some people might not think that that is such a big deal, but let me tell you, that's a huge deal.
That's why the club, or room as musicians call it, was designed with soft lighting and cabaret-style seating in a long, narrow, and slightly curved room that's dominated by the stage.
When they built it, they had people come in specifically to say, this is for music, what can I do to acoustically make it work for the music? And not just for the musicians, because the interesting thing is, this is just the way it is, man. Acoustics are a funny thing. You know, sometimes it may not sound the best it can on stage, but man, when you're out listening, it sounds amazing. As far as I'm concerned, that's more important. I want it to sound great out.
The designers of the Bop Stop position the mirrors over the bar to reflect sound evenly, or have it absorbed by porous bricks on the back wall. Plus, Salvaggio likes that the musicians can all see and hear each other. That's important for all types of music. Cleveland Orchestra violinist Catherine Borman even uses visual cues to describe the sound at Severance Hall, which she calls magic.
There's a beauty in the sound. It showcases that beauty very easily. I can remember my audition here when, oh, see, it's honest because if you play something out of tune, you're all alone on stage, and you play an out-of-tune note, and then it comes back at you, and you're like, oh, that was out of tune. You can hear it right away.
The concert hall opened in 1931, and that's also part of what makes it inspiring for Borman.
I think part of it is knowing the history of this orchestra. To me, this is kind of hallowed ground, you know. It's kind of like the Stradivarius violins, right? And Guadagninis and Amatis and Guarneris. You know, why could they do this so well hundreds of years ago? What is it that's so special about that?
Severance Hall underwent redesigns in 1958 and 1998, which involved everything from replacing certain types of carpets to installing an acoustical shell behind the orchestra to provide audiences with better sound. The work seems to have paid off for the audience and the players.
Severance Hall has been known for years as having one of the best-sounding stages.
That's Tom George, director of installations at Eighth Day Sound, a sound design company in Cleveland.
One of the reasons that makes the Cleveland Orchestra so good, I've been told, is the fact that on that stage, everyone can hear each other. That's not necessarily good for a rock and roll show. However, for an orchestra, that's incredibly important.
George recently completed the renovation of the Goodyear Theater in Akron, which was built for speeches, lectures, and plays. To tune the room for music, his design included a new sound system and plenty of acoustical foam.
Back 100 years ago, everything was designed totally different. There weren't electric guitars. Everything was orchestral or a band. So everything was designed with the idea that you would be projecting off the stage. Theaters were designed so the person speaking sound would be easily projected off the stage and be heard out into the audience. So the ideas of this have been around a long time. It's just now taken to a new level.
So whatever the type of music, whatever the venue, older or newer, when someone like George takes that room to the next level, it not only looks good, it sounds better. And that's nirvana for musicians and audiences alike. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.